Hello.
Hi, my name is Kristen. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
This is him.
Okay, and I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I was trying to apply for employment benefits. I'll still apply after the 10th because I guess it wasn't a year since I applied the last time. And I tried to go online to do it, and it gave me this phone number.
Okay. Give me just a moment. All right, and what's your social security number?
It's 422-33-2408.
All right, and your name?
Michael Scott.
All right, and can you verify your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your driver's license number?
Date of birth, 12/15/1984. Mother's maiden name is Lucas. Driver's license number is 724-1700.
Okay, and you said that someone told you to call after what date?
No, they said to check up on it after the 10th.
So you're needing to file a claim?
Yeah, like I said, I went to file a claim online. I'd have told him to call this number. I got a message saying to call this number.
Okay. All right, so to file a claim for your first name, it's M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Correct.
And last name is S-C-O-T-T?
Correct.
And you said your date of birth is December 15th, 1984?
Mm-hmm.
And your gender?
Male.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Nope.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
From college.
How many years of college?
Four.
And your mother's maiden name one more time?
Lucas. L-U-C-A. L-U-C-A-S.
And for your driver's license, that's for the state of Alabama?
Yeah.
And can I get the driver's license number one more time?
It's 724-1700.
All right, and if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments. There's direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits.
Direct deposit.
And is that going to be for a checking or savings account?
Checking.
All right. And what's your routing number?
062-000-080.
So it's 062-000-080.
Uh-huh.
And your account number?
It's 385-703-1607.
That was 385-703-1607.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your mailing address?
6816 Garden Ridge, R-I-D-G-E, Court, Mobile, Alabama, 36695.
All right, so that was 6816 Garden Ridge Court, and that's Mobile 36695. And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Nope.
What's a good phone number you can be reached at?
251-525-4056.
That was 251-525-4056. And it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment compensation benefits. You will be asked to verify or to answer randomly generated questions. So the first question is, which of the following colleges have you attended? There's Alabama A&M University, Belmont Abbey College, California State University, Northridge, Mercer County Community College, or none of the above?
A&M.
And the next question is, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? There's Gadsden, Selma, Hoover, Saarland, or none of the above?
None of the above.
The next question is, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? There's Shadow Court Southwest, Hurdle Street, East Pritchard Avenue, Frankfurt Drive Southeast, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
It's Hurdle Street.
And the next question is, which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? There's Dunham Drive, Scott Lindsay Drive, Winston Road, West Pattywood Boulevard, or all of the above?
There's two of those that I just looked at. I think it was the second one and the last one.
Scott Lindsay
So you
Drive, you've
want to
never lived or used?
know?
And then West Pattywood Boulevard?
No. Never lived there.
Have you ever been associated with either one of them?
Neither one.
All right, and the next question is, which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Sentedra Scott? There's 32 to 36, 41 to 45, 47 to 51, 58 to 62. None of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person.
I'm not familiar with this person.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government for the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
What's the last day that you worked?
October 16th? Yeah, it's October 16th.
October 15th.
16th.
16th of 2022?
Yes.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
Nope.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what was your job title or job description?
insurance adjuster?
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And what's the name of your separating employer?
It was CEFCO, CEFCO, and catastrophe.
Okay. CEFCO National Claim Service?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And what's a good phone number for them?
47. I think it's 476. 1 second, let me see.
My phone number or your phone number?
No.
Dada, it's 0823. Is it dollar, Dada? I know it. It's 0823.
It's 800-843-0170.
That was
800-843-0170? Uh-huh.
And what was your employment start date?
It was June 19th.
June 19th of 2022?
Uh-huh.
And the last day you worked, you said, was what date?
October 16th.
And what city was the work performed in?
Mobile.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? There's vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
None.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And is this your separating employer?
Yes.
And why are you no longer working? There's quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
Lack of work.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
All right. And I need to give you your temporary PIN number. Do you have something you can write this down with?
Yeah, 1 second. Okay, what is it?
All right, it's 0884.
Okay.
And I'm going to read you some information about your claim.
Mm-hmm.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must
mm-hmm.
begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your
mm-hmm.
Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim.
Okay.
In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
update your online resume. Failure
mm-hmm.
to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits.
Mm-hmm.
You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Unemployment claims, these calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You
mm-hmm.
must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. Mm-hmm. And if you choose to file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Mm-hmm. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. And you'll need to make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week.
Mm-hmm.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. And we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
That'll be it.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Hope you enjoy your day.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Yay!
Yay!